Doug, why do I have a character sheet for you? This is Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy.
A great name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that. I know that.
Buddy Occupation. Guy sounds awesome.
Oh, right. This is your. This is Buddy Guy. Like, John died.
Yeah, if John died. Can I look at him? I want to see him. I
you made a backup character?
Yeah.
You've been expecting
Doug's the only one.
Hey guys, this is Janae, and you're listening to a new chapter of the Sock Pod. Welcome to 2020. We've made it to January. Guys, this is awesome. I'm seriously so stoked for everything that we've got going on. It's totally homebrew at this point because, well, we've gone so chaotic and off the books that Scott's like, all right, screw it. Here we go. And he's created something awesome for us to do, and we're loving playing it. And I hope that you guys are loving listening to it just as much. So please share us to your friends, your family, and people who you're like, we have a common interest in nerd stuff. Listen to this. This is awesome. Anyway, social media at Cthulhu_podcast. If you want to send us a message, that'd be awesome. I love hearing from you guys. Seriously, it's awesome every single time that we just get positive feedback. Don't stop that. Also, we're not just Instagram, we're on Twitter and Facebook as well. So, you know, trying to make sure that we connect to all audiences. Anyway, I've been rambling for a while, so you guys want to get to the episode because it's great and we're going in 50 different directions at once. Check out chapter 44, guys. Below the Earth.
Listamos, muchachos.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Si.
Listo. Were you referencing to you?
Edit.
Listo.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Shit.
Sorry, man.
And
so we've had a bit of a conflict this past episode. Well,
no. Yeah, man. You know, I became friends with her best friend. And
tensions are hot in this room, you could say. You can cut it with a butter knife.
Or a scalpel.
Yeah. Or a scalpel. Mm,
nice. Or a mace.
I want, though...
Or a giant emu.
I love cutting things with giant emus, you know? Isn't that just an ostrich?
It is.
I want to ride one.
An emu and ostrich are that
I
weird?
What are ostriches? I think emus are a little small to be ridden.
Have you heard of the Great Emu War?
Of course. Of course. I actually want to open up with Louisiana too.
Yay.
Tick. 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 Just stabbing away at this poster of you. And you hear some footsteps come up beside you and looks down and you hear,
"Hey, handsome. Mind if I take a second of your time?"
Tick. 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 Tick.
Mm. Okay. Bill Somerset is gonna kind of crouch down.
Heck yeah.
Look at him.
This is the Infinity War of podcast episodes.
Hey. Scott's throwing everything together in this little homebrew.
We have to go somewhere safe. We have to go somewhere the mob doesn't know about. Beth's house.
What's that face, Nick? I'm so down for that.
You gotta bring them all back. Gotta bring it all back. Anyway, tick.
So that still just means tick. I play Claudia.
Buddy. By the looks of you, it turns out that... I'm guessing you saw what happened here.
Tick.
Bill.
I need some sort of signal.
Yeah.
Bill.
All right. Okay, hold on.
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Wait, I don't. Well, it's a 99, so I don't have my sheet.
That's a reroll.
It's probably not a, yeah.
So
I'll let you reroll that. Also
John
me.
Doesn't. Yeah,
John doesn't look and find him all the way down underground. Isn't it like 60?
Actually, it is. Yeah.
Yep.
You haven't used there that character nice. In over 30 episodes, and that's even longer since we've recorded that. And you're like, you know, I think I remember my exact spot hidden yeah. stat.
Yeah, it was 60.
You got to spot a lot of hidden.
Yeah, I got it. I succeeded on that one.
Okay, you can tell
that he's crazy.
That this man is stabbing his own wanted poster.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and... yeah, so Bill's going to kind of just chuckle to himself a little bit. Why don't we just stop that for a little bit? I'm going to go ahead and...
You grab my shoulder?
I'm just going to try to, like, gently put your hand back and try to take the, what piece of glass?
No, it's my Swiss Army knife.
Oh, the Swiss, yeah. I'm going to try to, like, go ahead and, like, reach and try to take the knife away.
Where exactly do you put your hand? You just have your hand come towards the knife?
I'm putting a hand on like your wrist. I'm like, come on. Let me see that.
So that, what can I do? What's a fun crazy thing I can do?
Kiss him.
Okay, I'm just going to try and, like, get out of his grasp. I'm just going to try just, like, yeah.
Okay.
Get my hand away from his.
So you go to, Bill, you go to grab this man's hand, and he just kind of yanks his hand out of the way and, resumes.
Well, if I'm able to avoid his hand,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to stab him in the foot.
Oh shit. Roll an attack. Doug.
Okay.
Roll dodge.
Inner party conflict. Ah, yes. Such a beautiful thing.
This man is not a part of my party.
I guess so.
Ooh, baby.
They both rolled really well.
Oh, baby. Nah, he beat me though.
Yeah, that is an extreme dodge.
I got a hard attack. He got an extreme dodge. So
okay,
ooh. Okay.
Almost lightning fast reflexes. You're just barely able to pull your foot out of the way if this knife is going to.
Okay. Right, okay. You. And with that, can I make? Can I?
After that, you resume.
Yeah. If I miss, then I just resume.
Wait. Okay. Like, does he just like how, just, how is it like?
I try to go like ha, and then I miss. Here,
it sort of so sounds just, like he went from. Like stabbing like a picture.
Okay, well my knee-jerk reaction would be kicking him in the face.
Scott is thrilled right now.
I didn't say I was doing it. But that would be like.
Could you though? I got an extreme dodge.
No, okay, so
no, do it because I got an extreme dodge. So it's like we both tried to attack each other. Well, and we both
like,
missed.
No, so he's not going to resort to like. All right, so like as that you try stabbing, and I'm just going to go ahead and pull out my cannon.
Uh huh.
Cannon?
What is hand
it?
Cannon.
This is a full-sized cannon.
Yep.
Not out of his pocket.
Oh, no, actually...
No.
Holy shit. No, the only gun I have
the gunpowder,
on me...
Shot in the fuse!
The only gun I have on me is my shotgun. I forgot about that.
No, you'd have a pistol.
Okay, can I... Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a pistol?
Yeah.
Okay, what model is it? Just a 38 odd. I have the stats for the 38.
Okay, yeah, that's what it is then.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just go to pull out a pistol. I'm like, okay. Now I'm asking you... Very nicely. Put that down. Put the knife down.
No, I'm still going to just... I'm going to, like, scoot my back towards you, and I'm going to just keep stabbing it.
Okay, asshat, I'm telling you to drop the fucking knife.
Tune is at a loss.
Well, because there's a lot of dialogue I want to go through, but this isn't how to get to it.
So I'm going to turn. How many police officers are around?
That would be paying attention to you and not like trying to, you know, fix everything else that's going on. Mm. Maybe two or three. That would notice anything.
All right. I'm going to call one of them over.
Okay.
I work here, right? So yeah. I can recognize.
Okay.
Which one of them do I recognize?
Give me a name.
Shit. Yeah.
You know them.
No, you know them. I don't know if you had like for names for these seven. Guys.
No, but that's just cops.
Hold on. I'm going to look up a list of 1920s names.
Yeah. Hey, Johnson.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got any cuffs on you?
Of course.
Do you know this guy?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to detain him for trying to stab me over here. Do you have any info on him?
Also, wanted. You just saw he's a wanted guy.
I don't care about that. I care about the fact that he just tried to stab me.
Right.
He's like, don't you have cuffs?
I did.
You have cuffs.
Do I still have them?
Yeah, you got new stuff. You got gear when you get back.
Like, all right. I need you to give me a hand over here. He's not being very compliant.
All right. Yeah, he comes over to give you a hand.
All right. Well, as you turn to presumably cuff me, I just go, didn't do it.
No, I know you didn't do it. You still have the knife in your hand. Go ahead and drop it.
I put the knife in my pocket.
Okay. Never mind, Johnson. We're good. Thank you.
All right. All right. He goes back to helping out other people.
But now I'm like clutching at the pocket. Okay. I'm like, just my hand is not leaving that pocket, and I'm just start going tune, 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 tune.
Is that your name? Tune,
tune, tune, tune.
Okay. How about this? You go ahead and lift your hand away from the knife, and I'll put my hand away from my gun. All right?
I didn't do it.
All right. I need
you to... Damn Alan! He did it! He killed them! I did it! I take out the knife and I stab him.
Oh, what the frick?
I love this so much. Oh, I love this
Make
so
an attack.
Much.
Ah. Bill, you can dodge or fight back.
I'm going to use 8 luck and make it an extreme success.
Okay. What happens with fighting back again?
If it's a tie, the initiator wins.
And dodging?
If it's a tie, the defender wins.
Well, I have my gun still aimed at him. So would I be able to shoot him as fighting back?
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
And that would be the title of today's episode.
Okay. Wait, how much life do you have?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
As the reaction... Shit, okay. As a reaction to right, him coming at me with my gun already pointed at him, and let's be honest, Bill already had the mindset to shoot him. I'm going to go ahead and just fire a quick gun.
Well, you gotta roll fight back first, because you're not seeing the stabbing coming.
That's true. All right, fight back. What is that, fighting brawl?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. Uh-huh. That's a 75. My fight back is 30. That's 35.
Fight back. It would be your firearms.
Fighting brawl is...
No, it'd be fighting brawl because that's the fight back skill.
Right.
Your fighting brawl is what?
My fighting brawl is 30.
So you would need to spend 45 luck.
Don't know.
Because he's initiating a fighting brawl.
But he's firing a gun.
Right.
Yeah, but the way he's...
It's the same skill that... So if he was trying to shoot him in like a melee... instance, right? You fighting brawl is the best skill, like to quit.
No, it makes sense. It's
because
like,
he's got to avoid the knife
this
and
is a
shoot him.
Fighting brawl scenario. Firearms is more like, you know, shooting someone. This is like, oh shit, dude,
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's the reaction time.
Okay.
Okay. That's well, I fail. That's fine. I fail.
And I got an extreme success.
Roll damage. Wait. That's max damage.
That's max damage.
So how much is that?
It's my D4 plus damage bonus. So is my damage bonus max, or do I have to roll for the damage bonus?
Damage bonus would be max.
Okay, 8 damage.
And Doug, you would be at full health.
Yeah, I have 31 health. So I dropped down to 20. You said 8 damage?
8 damage.
Okay, so that drops me down to 23.
Which is Claudia's starting max.
And as he stabs me, where are you stabbing me?
Just in the gut.
Yeah. As he stabs me in the gut, I'll go ahead and fire as, like, you know, tension. Like, you're shooting me, and I'm shooting me. You're stabbing me. Mm-hmm. I'll shoot you in response.
Okay.
Can
I do fighting back?
Yeah, you can.
All right, I'm going to...
Point blank.
I'm gonna go for a... I'm going to try and stab his, like, arm to get him to, like, drop the gun.
Okay.
So am I doing firearms?
It's a combined roll. So you have to roll below Fighting Brawl and your firearms.
Oh, whoa.
Let's roll below? Okay. Well, I'll spend... Does it matter? I just need to get below both of them to make it work?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and spend... Okay. I'll spend 11 luck... Because he sat on a bunch of luck before. And pass on the fighting brawl.
What'd you roll on the...
Oh, I rolled a 41. Fighting brawl's 30.
Does that beat both your fighting brawl and your...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're fine then.
Okay. So I'm good.
I got a hard success.
So I succeeded on fighting brawl, and then I got a hard success on
firearms.
And you got a hard success on fight back.
Yeah.
I think the gun still goes off, but because he beat your fighting brawl, it's going to like be a miss. I think.
What if, if he was aiming at him, but yeah.
It's just a stalemate.
If Jason lunged.
Yeah, it's a stalemate.
Like I didn't get him, but
no damage, but no on either side.
It's like the kind of lunge forward shot, like everything missed.
Okay. Well, okay. So the gunshot goes off.
Yeah.
I'm going to run inside.
Okay.
Okay, so he's running.
Opportunity.
Bill's not done yet. He's just going to go ahead and pull up the
shoot
gun now
again.
And just...
fight back again.
Hold on.
I start running and run back to punch.
What's your
you.
Dex?
Mine?
Yeah.
60.
Mine? 60.
Okay. Let me see who goes first.
Because initiative order works that way.
Toon goes first. So Toon's able to run inside. And it's like, and get away before you can shoot him. So where are you running, Toon?
Downstairs to the medical ward.
Okay. You're giving chase.
So yeah, I was like, son of a bitch!
And the whole time I'm just going, Toon, 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 Toon.
Did you lose your sanity or some crap like that? Did you hit mental insanity?
No.
So,
yes.
So I'm going to yell to the three police officers that are standing around. Literally like, oh fuck, I'm trying to think what I'm going to say. I need you to go and detain that man over there. He just wounded me and he's on the run. I need you to go get him right now.
Can I say what's on? Like, can you look down at the wanted poster?
Yeah, I'm going to send the three guys and then get the poster and
pick it up. Can I say what's on it?
Yeah, so as they're running off, what is you see on the poster?
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up.
So it's a picture of Louisiana, and it says, Wanted, Alan Unsweet, Murder.
Alan Unsweet was
killed my family.
Right, yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Alan is spelt Alan Unsweet is spelt in a weird way. It's spelt in a weird way. It's never not really spelt like.
Spell it then.
Oh, I forget how it's.
Okay.
I'll explain it later.
I was like, because neither it's of those things sounds.
It's
like-
an anagram.
So then I'll go ahead. I will take the.
The poster.
Are you serious? Yeah. It's an anagram? Yeah. For Louisiana too? Dude, dumb dummy. Okay, I gotta figure this out. Hold on, you keep going. I'm gonna make this work.
It's spelled in a really weird way.
It's like unsweet with like...
like two eyes.
But it's like sweet as in like a sweet house. Or like a suite you would rent it.
Yeah, so hold on.
There's no W. All
right, so anyway. The police officer's going after. I'll pick up the wanted poster, put it in my jacket. Let me see. Do I know first aid? Yeah, not too well. But I'll go ahead and just run after him after checking the bullets on my gun and pursue after him.
Okay. Toon, give me a dodge to see how... give me a stealth.
Oh, well, I'm pretty good at stealth.
To see how well you... see if you can lose these three.
It's a hard success.
Yeah, okay. So you're able to start winding through the medical...
Yeah.
You're able to wind...
how it's
spelled. How is it?
A-L-O-A-N... UNSUITE.
It's French.
I don't think you understand that Nick sat here with the name Louisiana Toon and a pencil and eraser.
Hey, it was first try.
Until he
crossed off all the letters we didn't tune until I made it.
So really, it's Alone.
Alone.
It's French.
It's French.
So you and you're looking for the medical ward.
Yeah, because Louisiana is at a weird place mentally.
Mm-hmm. Really?
He is?
Oh, yeah?
Shocking.
I couldn't tell.
Where he's in between Alan and Toon.
Right.
So he has a bloodlust, but he knows he can't take a lot of hits. So he's going to go and find something to heal him up.
All right. If you can use his resourceful skill.
Oh, yeah.
To just bypass the roll if you want.
Yeah, I'll use resourceful to find some burn heal or something to give me some extra hit points.
You can find one of those serums.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to the medical ward that they've been using on their other guys.
Mm-hmm. I'll use up all of my luck, but I'll do it.
Ooh, you got a good one. 14 hit points.
It took all my luck, so I should damn hope I got a good one.
Yeah, you got 14 hit points.
Great.
Now I want to do an opposed roll because you're looking for him, right? Mm-hmm. Your spot hidden versus his stealth.
Okay. That's a success.
It's a success for me, too.
What's your stealth score?
65.
Aha.
Mine 60.
Jason wins. Toon, you see walking through. Oh, wait. How are you searching, Bill?
Well, where are we exactly?
You're somewhere amongst the labyrinth of the Department
chaos
7.
After this attack.
Yeah.
All right. So if we're in the medical ward,
it's like the whole thing where like lights are out. There's just the emergency lights on and it's all dark and spooky still.
Yeah. I guess I'm leading with the gun. I'm pulling back like curtains, trying to look for him, I guess. Like, you know, how you pull it back and you scope it out, check it out. Yeah. I'm kind of just doing that. I'll go ahead and like talk while I'm doing it. Listen, friend, I just want to ask you what's going on upstairs. I don't know why you're freaking out like you are. I'll pull back another
one.
Can
I keep talking? Like, can I communicate with him but still be stealthy?
Sure, but when you attack, you have a bonus die because you're coming from stealth. And you get a.
I don't know if I plan on attacking him anymore.
Okay.
That's what my talking is going to be. Oh, I'm sorry about the miscommunication. It was just, I've been through... my son! There's been some, events that... all of them, why? Oh, God! Miscommunication that's gone through.
Okay, I want to try to track the voice and see if I can identify which direction it's coming from.
I think flavor-wise, I like this. Yeah, you weren't able to find
it. Okay if it's
okay so
I don't care if I don't care if I don't find him. I was like, all right, you sound like you're having a little bit of a hard time over here. Wife and kids? What's going on? What happened? Pull back another sheet looking for him.
Not sure what you're talking about. I'm, my mother! That whore! What you're talking about? I'm a single man through and through. Okay. You know what I mean.
Oh, God!
No, I'm a single man myself. My wife left me, and I can understand the whore bit. I understand that. Don't know why you're crying. Pull back another one. Over her.
I throw something at him. I want something to like hit the wall next to him. what would be around me? Police station.
One of those metal things.
Yeah, stapler. No, 100% stapler.
I throw a stapler and it like hits the wall next to him.
Okay, I'm gonna like turn over. And kind of just...
And there's, like, a doorway that's, like swings open a little bit from me running the other way.
Okay. It hits the wall near the door?
No, it hits the wall near you.
The wall next to you.
Okay.
And then you turn back and you see a door that's, like, opening from me running away.
Or, like swinging closed again.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go ahead and run up to the side of the door. With my shoulder on the actual door itself and then pull it back and kind of just check it out with my gun, check around the corners. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm here to listen. Tell me about her. What happened with your mom? Why so angry?
Oh, my mom, I haven't seen her in years, but if you want to hear some stories...
Is it coming from the door or is it still in the room behind me?
It's coming from up ahead of you, for sure.
Okay, I'll go ahead and follow through. Is it the same kind of...
But just because of like the reverb and the echo through these hallways, which are not like super ornate or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. There's just kind of a lot of like bass tile and stuff like that. It's hard to get a sense of direction of where his voice is coming from specifically.
Okay.
Right.
If you want to hear some stories, I've got a... My son... some knife... Some things to share with you.
All right. Something happened with your kid?
Listen, pal. I probably have a couple kids.
Oh, God.
But I don't know about them.
Okay. So you're a popular man, huh? You get a lot of attention around here?
International super spies often do.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Super spy, yeah, you is one sneaky little son of a bitch. I'll give you that.
Oh, you know it. I appear behind him. He slit his throat.
Make an attack. With
damn.
Bonus die. Bonus die. Home slice.
Yeah, that's a six.
It's a six?
Fucking rolled a six.
You get a chance to dodge the penalty.
Me?
Yeah.
It's 59. Dodge is 30. I need. Am I just going off of the luck that I had from the last time I played him, or would I have had more?
No, you don't have any more. You,
does he at least get to roll for the beginning of this session?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'd fail. I don't have anything.
Yes.
All right, roll damage.
Well, no, it's extreme success, so.
Oh, right. What's your max?
Eight. Another eight.
Eight. In a film, you would see him appear behind it in the start of the strike and then cut to black. And we're going to hop on over at that to the rest of you guys. Claudia and John.
Yikes.
And Cecil.
Uh-huh.
Cecil has just stormed
out.
Oh,
yeah, wait. Now I got to get my other character sheet out. There it is. Oh, handsome
both
John.
John grabs his neck, goosebumps down his spine as something weird has happened that he can't explain.
Cecil winces as he feels a bullet sent to him earlier. But, what?
That's not how any of this works.
I feel like I am psychically linked to another being.
You should see Jonah right now.
I feel like I need to take a bath.
Well, Jonah always probably needs to take a bath.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But, Cecil, you have just threatened John.
Oh, yeah.
Claudia stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stormed off.
I'm going down the tunnel.
Oh, he's...
You're going to go to the tunnel.
Yep.
Why is he going down the tunnel?
No, let him go down the tunnel. If he needs to blow off steam, let him walk it out.
Oh, I don't think that's a... That doesn't...
It's better than having him be in the room with me.
I know.
Does he usually yell at you like this?
No. I can think of some maybe little... Mostly even childhood bickerings was we both came from relatively big families. He and I were always on the same side. I can't think of a time we fought like this.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Of course.
You said he was in an insane asylum, right?
Yes.
Do you think that could be an episode?
His episode wasn't angry at all. It was...
Fuck you.
It was straight jacket rocking back and forth because he thought something was going to possess him.
Well, the way he was lifting a knife with his hand or his mind definitely looked like it was a possession. Look, I'm not saying...
Fuck
off. He's got a point.
I'm not saying that I mean any bad intention.
I know you don't.
But if he comes at me, I don't have any issue with taking him down. But if he comes at you, I don't think with your history of letting bad things happen to you for the sake of your family, if anything happens to you because of that, you need to make sure you're willing to take care of yourself. Because if that happens again, I'm not going to allow it.
He wasn't threatening me with the knife. He was threatening you.
I know. And you see what happens to people who end up threatening me.
I do.
You already had one mistake. I'm not giving him another one.
Understood. Are you willing to try to work with him at all to find Jonah? Or no?
Oh, I don't care about him.
About Jonah?
Oh, no. Cecil right now.
Oh.
I don't care about him right now.
You trying to say you think just you and I should go after
I think he needs Jonah? To go find the box and bring it back and rectify what he did.
We have to...
Oh, shit.
Because that's twice now he's left the box.
Sorry. That's cold. I couldn't hear you over that. What?
At this point, it's his fault that the box is gone.
What?
Excuse me.
She looked at him and said,
"What?"
She goes, "Oh, did I miss something? What did Cecil do?"
Exactly. What did he do?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go ahead and just go back and find some sort of cloth to clean my dirty gun.
All right. I think that's a good point for Toon to walk in.
Where was all of the thing before happening?
You guys stayed in the archive.
So you know how
right? Okay. You were just in the archive.
So next to us was a wall. On the other side of the wall, that's where it happened.
Like we were all throughout the police station.
Different levels.
No sense. Okay.
How does it not make sense?
No, it's several layers.
The whole situation with me, Doug, and with me, John, and Claudia was happening in the medical ward. I thought all that happened just after the fact that we left.
Yeah.
No, his altercation with Somerset was not in the medical ward.
Mm-hmm. Why are you pulling back sheets?
We all wondered that.
Sheets, you know,
pulling back things.
I thought he was in the medical ward.
He did say sheets. No one bothered to correct him.
The medical ward is not.
Well,
like,
no, he was
small.
In the medical ward because that's where he got the serum.
It's there. Yeah. It took place a little bit in the medical ward, but it like went out throughout the police station.
How the hell did we?
Because it didn't happen in the archive room where you guys were.
We weren't in the archive room.
Yeah,
that's where the hole is.
That's where the
right?
hole is. That's where the tunnel is.
That's where
is.
You guys are?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're in the archive room.
When? I thought we were in the medical room.
You led them to the tunnel.
No, I didn't.
You walked down the tunnel. No,
I swear, walked out of the medical ward towards the... Okay, well...
We'll just say it's a big enough place. It's fine.
So, anyway... Are you guys... They're in the archive room.
Yeah, we're in the archive room where the tunnel is.
We'll retcon it and say this was all happening in the archive room.
Okay.
Yeah, if there's any confusion.
So... Then I walk in.
There's a lot that's happening simultaneously, and there's enough that like he could Toon have like ran through, because you guys are in a heated argument while this is going off. Like you guys weren't quiet. He could have snuck through. He passed his stealth, right?
Okay.
And there's enough chaos going on in this station right now that, like, because the fight just ended.
A man could be killed here and no one would notice.
That's how good he is.
The fight just ended, like...
All right, that's fine.
30 minutes ago, at most. Mm-hmm. Like...
So, Toon walks in, and he's going to have his, like, gun drawn and brass knuckles thing he does. And he's going to walk in and go, "Reach for the sky." Oh, true guys.
Louisiana, have you gotten medical attention yet? You don't look all right.
No, I resent that, but no, I got some stuff. Don't worry about it. That's just, you know, cough. That's reasonable to have after being fired at.
All right, and literally on fire for a while there.
Oh, yeah, that too.
All right.
Crazy night.
If
nah.
you've seen-
Sorry about having the gun out and everything. It turns out that, some of the cult members had infiltrated the police station.
Yeah, they stole the box.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, that would make sense. I ran into a police officer, ended up being one of the cult members. I took care of it, don't worry.
What do you mean one of the police officers was a cult member?
He came up to me and started firing at me. Did you not hear the gunshots up outside?
There's been so much going on, honestly. I was trying to deal with...
Wait, are you saying that... The police have seekers in here?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Or maybe, are you sure he wasn't just trying to shoot at you? Because on all technicalities, you're not actually supposed to be down here?
Well, I was upstairs. I was outside.
Oh.
I was outside looking through bodies, investigating, being a super spy. And he started firing at me when I started looking through someone. I think it was the David guy, the guy with the big suit armor. I was looking through him, and then he started firing at me.
Is there a perception or something to see if he's suddenly wearing a necklace? Because he said he's just been rummaging through David's stuff. And I'm
you can give a perception. Or a spot hidden.
Yeah, I passed that.
No.
Just asked.
Well, I'm not going to say, hi, are you wearing a necklace?
You could. You were just told that the necklace was a part of like
Fine.
Something bad.
But I also know Osnich had gone out to collect everything, so I didn't know who
Osnich
got where
is
first.
Actually returning about now, and he's like, oh, dude, there you are. I was wondering where you were.
Ostrich, it's good to see you.
He said he already got he said he's already got medical attention, so he's been fine.
I got medical.
Where did Cecil go?
Cecil got really mad at John and decided to storm off down the tunnel.
Osnich, we need to talk.
About what?
Your police officers.
That's what I was going to say. Now, I don't think it's Department 7 that's been infiltrated, but some of the regular beat cops, they've been infiltrated by these keepers.
I mean, that's quite possible. We're heavily vetted here in Department 7, so.
But why would you not know that there was a seeker above Department 7 this entire time? Isn't it your job to be discreet?
Now, to be fair... While this guy said he represented the police, he was not. Was he wearing? He's a detective, right?
Yeah,
so
detective.
He'd be wearing just regular, like a suit. He wouldn't be in a cop's outfit.
So he was a plainclothes detective.
Yeah. To be fair, this guy wasn't dressed like a detective or anything. He was just acting very detectively and acted like it seemed he knew other detectives or other police officers. So he might be like someone you fired on that you didn't realize was a part of it.
I mean, it's possible. The cult grows. Quickly in many ways.
I'm just saying, dude, I took care of it, don't worry. But if you just, you know, double check.
But here's another question. Jonah was here the entire time, right? Where was he locked up?
In the quarantine ward.
So someone would have needed to get through the quarantine ward to unlock him and then steal the box.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any idea how that could have happened?
Well, there's
a tunnel that showed up in the wall.
Yeah.
See, infiltration. That just leads more into my theory.
Wait, this investigator detective, did he have a necklace about him? Did you notice that?
I didn't really have time to check. I wasn't really looking at his neck.
You might want to check that out then.
A wink, wink.
Also, your little hot-headed friend walked down the tunnel. So you might want to go check that out.
David?
Season. We might need to go check that out as a group because we should not go in there.
No, we shouldn't. I know. That's why I didn't run after him.
Well, I'm ready for
Let's go. I don't want to leave Cecil alone any longer than I have to.
Do you guys restock?
We're going to say yes. And I'm going to, can we just say we did?
Yeah. So you guys go ahead and restock up. Ammo.
Yes, I do need to do that. I have 5 bullets.
So you can get more for your gun.
What's the max you're gonna have for a 38?
18. So 6 you guys, in the chamber.
So what I've been doing is like what you guys can carry on yourselves is, normally would be like 1 full currently and then 2 magazines spare.
Yeah, that's what
a 38 has like a 6 chamber, 6 mags.
6, yeah. I carry a 38, so.
So yeah. You'd have 12 extra bullets.
That's what I'll grab.
And as you guys are there, Osnish goes, "What do you guys have for equipment?
Define equipment.
Like, what do you guys carry on? Because like we got stuff like here's flashlights and starts hands you guys out like flashlights.
I've got my gun." I've got my knuckles, and I've got my... that's really what I have.
I have stuff like flashlight, compass, and she pulls out a stick of dynamite. And this friend...
Yeah.
You carry that on you still. Okay.
It's and she's like, it's come in handy a couple times.
Can't say I have a flashlight, though I don't know why I would need one.
Here's another one.
We're about to go down a dark tunnel.
Oh, you can go down a dark tunnel. I'm not going after Cecil.
No, we're going to go after Jonah.
We're going after the box.
Jonah has the box. They went out this way.
Let Cecil go do that.
By himself?
Sure, that's Jonah what he wanted to do. Everybody wants to wander out by themselves and go do stupid things. If he wants to go get shot, be my guest, he can just flick knives at him.
John, you single-handedly killed whatever monster attacked this department.
Your point.
We're not letting you go.
We need you. Whatever is down that tunnel, we need you.
If you can't come, we could borrow the gun.
You're not touching Sally.
Then you should come.
At this point, dude, you gotta.
John, you don't have to like Cecil, but please come with us.
Do it for me, John. If she won't say it, I will.
She glares at dude.
What? I'm lightening the mood. It's been a rough couple of days, or day, or months.
All right.
Sex.
Okay.
But I'm going to make this very clear. I'm not going after Cecil.
Understood.
We're not going after Cecil. We're going after the box.
No, I'm making her know that.
And I understand
we're going
that.
After the box. We are not going after Cecil.
I understand that. If we find Cecil along the way, I'm going to try to put some sense into him, but...
You're not going to do anything with Cecil. If he's going out that way, he's doing his thing. We're finding the box. We are bringing the box back, and then that is the end of it.
All right.
That's fine. Let's go ahead and get started rolling, though.
I'm going to agree with John on this one. Cecil, no offense, never strike me as the most stable lad. You know?
Yeah. Fun fact, did you know he was in an insane asylum?
Oh, no. Well, you should tell him the story. He said, he said some weird things about me that I've never done.
All right, Toon, just going to let you know right now. I'm not sure what his deal is, but you best be wary about Cecil right
now.
He
might be a danger.
He could be very dangerous.
We don't want a danger in the group.
No. Okay.
Wink, wink.
Sorry, two on the nose.
A little bit.
All right, give me that fucking flashlight.
All right, here you go.
I'm just going to go ahead and start walking in the tunnel then. And I'm just going to yell.
Ozzy's just going to grab a... Ozinish is going to grab a backpack as well. That he stuffs some more supplies in there, and he's like, okay. And he grabs a rifle. He's like, let's go. Claudia, do you want a rifle?
I mean, I'm not as accurate with them as I am a handgun, but it'll do a hell of a lot more damage, so I'll take one.
All right. And he hands you 30 caliber lever action carbine. Yep. 30... Here, I'll just hand it to you. So you both have 30 caliber lever action carbines, flashlights, and you start heading down this tunnel. Cecil,
mm-hmm.
since you have gone down first,
mm-hmm.
I want you to go ahead and roll a... Is there a navigation skill?
There... Actually is. There's a navigate branching? Skill. There's is a navigate it? Skill. I have it pretty high.
Is it a branching tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to roll navigate? Okay. Fail.
Fail.
That's a bad one.
That's really, yeah. So I walk down this tunnel. As I realize that this is not like a short distance away, this is a long thing away, I'm going to take out like... my book from my backpack,
mm-hmm.
The Kabbalah of Sabaoth.
Okay.
And, or did we call it the Black Tome? No, it's a different one. And I'm just going to be reading it.
As you're walking through these tunnels?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's why he's not good at navigating, because he's not paying attention.
Okay. What are you trying to glean from this?
A new spell.
A new spell.
Wait, what kind of light do you have?
A flashlight.
Okay.
What have you already gotten from it?
Of course, the two things I already have. And then the only other thing I have is the Abyss of the Mind's Eye.
Okay. That's the only spell you've gotten from it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roll me a d4. And roll... If you roll a 4, roll again.
3.
It's a spell called Witch's Hex.
Okay.
To cast the spell, costs 10 magic points and a d4 sanity points. Takes a round to cast. You have to be able to see the caster.
The caster?
Sorry, you have to be able to see the target.
Okay.
With a successful casting, the victim's chance for a luck roll is halved. Neither can the victim spend or gain luck points if the optional luck rule is being used. The victim must apply one penalty die to all characteristic rolls, and his or her guns jam on every roll of 75% or higher. Their chances for certain spells are halved. The effects continue until the next sunrise or until the caster removes the spell, until the caster is found and bloodied. Or until the victim dies.
Whoa.
It's called Witch's Hex.
Damn.
As you take these random branching tunnels, you kind of lose a little sense of direction of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you find a tunnel... that ends in a ladder that goes up.
Okay, I think... Okay, I look up. What do I see?
You see a trap door.
Okay, curiosity is getting the best of me. I'll walk up the ladder and peek open the trap door.
Okay. Pops open into a small... small room. Stone and concrete floor and stone walls.
looks like you are in some sort of maintenance closet.
Okay.
There's some boxes of what look like cleaning supplies and broom and mop.
Okay. I open the walk up and open the peek, open the door of the closet or the room, whatever. So you try to find out where I am.
Okay. Just to your left, there's a set of stairs that goes up. There's this large, what seems to be a basement, right? There's a boiler, there's a furnace. But the rest of this room, a lot of this open space, is filled with lots of boxes and lots of things covered with like dust jackets, and as you or like dust covers, and as you take them off, you see statues, and there are there's an old looks to be hand carved wooden chair. There's a small one of these smaller boxes. It's got a bunch of dusty jewelry.
Okay. Is there an exit to this room?
There are stairs that go up.
You bitch. I hate you. Oh.
Why do you hate him?
I know exactly where I am.
I think I have an idea too.
I also was just sitting here spacing out, so I have no clue.
Thanks, Jenny.
Yeah, I didn't realize that this was going to be the cool thing.
Right. I was just like, Cecil's navigating. All right.
All right. Okay. I will walk slowly up the stairs.
Okay.
No.
You...
Spacing out.
Are you spacing out too?
Well, it's not my... Okay, here. Here's what I hate, like, not discovering things myself. And so when other people are discovering, I kind of just blank out. So it's a first time experience for me when I discover it.
Trust me, you're going to want to pay attention. If it is what I think it is.
All right, I'm paying attention. You got a boiler room and you're rummaging around.
So you head up these stairs.
Oh my gosh. Carry on. No way.
Wait, and it opens up into... there's a door at the top. You open up that door. And you're in a... looks to be the back room of a shop.
Yeah, I knew it.
There's a bunch of... shelves lined with things that look to be ready to move to the front should they be where there are also a couple items, lots of really old items. Appears to be some sort of antique shop.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We knew exactly. I was like, oh my
some
gosh,
of them have
I got
tags.
Mm-hmm.
With pickup times and people on them. Those tend to be larger objects. There are stairs that go up. There's a door that with a window in it that leads to looks like the shop area. And it is just absolutely packed with shelves and cluttered with all sorts of different strange, weird antiques.
Okay, when I peek out the window, do I see anybody? No.
Nope.
And there were stairs. One upstairs.
Give me a okay. Listen check.
Oh yes. Yeah, that's a good roll. Hey, it's pretty good. Oh, you know what? I'll spend a 3 to make an extreme. Why not?
Because your eardrums explode from listening too well.
Yep. All right. Extreme success.
And that's how that works for sure.
Someone walks by holding.
I didn't realize we're playing Resident Evil.
Just doing Save Private Ryan.
Oh, okay.
You hear the sounds of someone shuffling about upstairs.
Oh, we know.
We're gonna actually stop right there.
Good. Good. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Good, I don't want to play this anymore. It's too tense.